The United States has authorized the deployment of American military personnel and resources to Saudi Arabia. The Pentagon said the decision was made by Acting Defense Secretary and added that the move would provide what it called an additional deterrent in the face of emergent and credible threats. The decision comes after Saudi Arabia's King Salman approved hosting American forces in the kingdom. A Saudi Defense Ministry official said the move is aimed at increasing joint cooperation in defense of regional security and stability and to preserve its peace. For more on that, we're joined by Mr. Lawrence Davidson, commentator and former lecturer at Westchester University. Thank you very much for joining us once again, Mr. Davidson. Now, what do you make of this recent move that is quite a strategic event? It is interesting to know that Saudi Arabia is now also hosting U.S. Forces.
I don't think it's as strategic as everybody thinks. First of all, 500 troops is quite token. It's not a very, sizable deployment. They're going to, as I understand it, they're going to set up anti-missile defense unit for that airport and its surrounding areas. Those anti-missile defense units don't have a very high record of success, 50% success rate, if that. And so I think that it's, it's just another step in Trump's process of alleged intimidation, and perhaps maybe he's trying to intimidate the Congress as much as he's trying to intimidate Iran. I don't think that this should be very intimidating towards Iran. I mean, it's a really just a token kind of sentiment. If there's missiles coming in towards that airfield from the south, from Yemen, it might provide a modicum of defense. And it's also a slap in the face of the Congress because they're very much desirous of breaking this, this alliance between Trump and Saudi Arabia. Who's he talking to? He's probably talking to the Congress as much as to Iran.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lawrence Davidson, commentator and former lecturer at Westchester University.